I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. Brattleboro's historic Austin School campus will soon have a new owner. A bankruptcy court approved the sale of the former school for the deaf and hard of hearing to the Winston Prouty Center, an early ed program in Brattleboro. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
In the end, it simply made financial sense for the Winston Prouty Center to purchase the 177-acre campus. Winston Prouty has about 50 kids in its early learning program, and the center is at capacity. Winston Prouty was planning a $2.4 million expansion just as the Austin School was closing. Winston Prouty Executive Director Chloe Leary says, for about the same money, the Early Ed Center gets a beautiful wooded campus with plenty of room for the kids to run around, as well as extra space to expand and start new programs for families and children.
The moment I started walking around, I thought, why would we build something new if we could use a space that already existed? And then it didn't take long to do some numbers and say it could actually cost us a lot less to buy that big campus and sell it off or rent off pieces of it than to build here.
Leary says owning the Austin School campus opens the door to all sorts of ideas, from integrating senior housing with the Early Ed Center to providing more family-based services on site.
We can't do this alone. This is not our project. It is. We're taking the lead. We're happy to lead the way. And, you know, we need support.
The Austin School Board of Trustees voted to close the school in April 2014. The Vermont Center for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, which ran the school and owned the campus, declared bankruptcy in September of that year. The state of Vermont has been supporting the Austin School since 1910, and by the time the school closed, the state held a $5.6 million lien on the property. Assistant Attorney General Jacob Humbert says the state wanted a public bid and auction, but ultimately no one else made an offer on the Austin campus.
The state will likely receive very little or perhaps nothing in payment of its proof of claim before the bankruptcy court.
Winston Prouty will pay $2.75 million for the campus, which includes three large buildings, two dormitories, and more than 100 acres of forested land. There are currently a number of tenants on the former Austin campus, including UVM Extension, a private Waldorf school, and a team-building education organization with a ropes course. Leary says rental payments from those groups will help offset the costs of running such a large campus. She expects to move on to the campus in June. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.